What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Monday, y'all. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
I want to get these people!
Maybe. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast as you're at your favorite podcasting application or always available at crabdiving.com.
Please clap.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We got a couple of hours to fill here and plenty to fill it with.
Oh, shit.
Fight a nickel. And all kinds of shit going on in the news and et cetera. Thanks for buying shit through our Crab Diving Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link when you buy shit from Amazon, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Did you bring condoms?
Just helps us out here. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, or anytime, actually. And vote. And vote some more. Just vote once.
Oh, yes.
We're not encouraging multiple voting. Bring your dead relatives.
I registered Shelby.
I'm
the intern.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if, what's her name? Sybil.
Sybil?
Yeah. Wasn't that the movie with the woman with multiple personality disorder?
Right.
I wonder if she would get like 18 different votes.
Absolutely, she should.
Except for the kid. I know one was like a little kid.
What's her party affiliation?
They're probably different.
Oh, God.
You got the Trump supporter fighting to get out while she's at a she's wearing a pussy hat at a rally.
Well, don't let the Trump supporter vote. That's how we got here.
Dude,
look where we are. We can't go outside. I mean, we can go outside. You can't go outside with a mask on. Just stay 6 feet away from everybody.
Yes. Well, you should have a mask if you're going to be around people.
Yeah. You can't go to a baseball game.
I usually don't wear a mask on the dog walk in the morning because I go to the park or I go to the beach. I don't want to locate us too much.
Oh, God. No.
It's like the water's four blocks one way and a park's five blocks, the other direction.
When Trump wasn't president, you could go to a baseball game without fear of contracting corona.
Right.
You could go see stand-up comedy. Right.
Just diarrhea.
Go to the movies.
Yeah.
Yes. You could get your hair cut. You could do
Shelby
a lot of
agrees.
Shit.
Agrees, yeah.
You could travel to France.
Yeah.
You could go to the UK.
Sure.
I think you can go to the UK now. It's just you have to hang out somewhere.
You can't be from Florida, right? Or
14 days.
Oh, sure. There's your vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
I gotta fly across the fucking Atlantic. I got a 12-hour flight.
And then go to jail for 14 days.
Yeah, and I gotta sit
somewhere.
Even though you're
in a hotel.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Right.
I'm just staring. And you gotta, at your own expense. That's at your own expense. So you gotta pay to stay 2 weeks in quarantine in the UK. And then you get to start your fun-filled vacation. Where you get to put you're probably going to catch COVID anyway.
She's really going bad shit.
Yeah,
I guess that's it. That's the whole fucking opening. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And a big shout out to the rapist in chief. Congrats on your twat storm over the weekend and everything you're involved with. And we are all looking forward to the RNC, but I'm not going to watch it. I'm just going to watch the highlights on some liberal's program.
When I'm working, I might have it. You might listen. Background. Yeah, because
right.
Depending on how much I can handle. Shit like this, I always have expectations, and then I'm like, I gotta bail. This is killing me. It's so... not only... I mean, expect, obviously, the worst view of every policy available.
And the worst view, probably.
Yeah, and then pile on lots of racism and xenophobia and homophobia and fear. But they're just not good at production.
No.
There's
no
reason Hollywood is all liberals.
Nobody wakes up in the morning. Very few people wake up in the morning and be like, I'm an artist and I vote Republican.
Right.
Who does that? I'm an artist.
Who's doing all their makeup?
You know,
they're hiring some Democrat probably to do their makeup, their hair, their style.
No way. No fucking way. No way. Shame on you then. Do not take that job. You need to work, you need the money, but I'm just saying, you don't want to be the guy. Nobody wants to be the guy that applied rouge to Hitler's cheeks.
Yeah.
Before he went out and burnt a bunch of fucking books or whatever the fuck.
You don't want to...
I don't want to be a part of this fascist fucking...
buzzsaw to Ted Cruz's eyebrows and...
Well, not his eyebrows.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
When is W speaking? At the RNC?
Not.
Why? Bill Clinton spoke at the DNC?
Yeah. I'm surprised George W. didn't speak at the DNC.
Why the fuck did the Democrats not invite Jimmy Carter to speak? Did he speak?
It was a taped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did he really?
He's been ill. Yeah.
Oh,
and,
fuck, I missed that.
And he and Rosalind both. They had, she just turned 93,
good God,
I think, and he's 95.
So.
And they both had taped spoken messages.
You know.
She was a little rougher than he was.
Yeah. God.
I mean, she was a little more brutal,
right,
about what's going on,
yeah,
than Jimmy Carter was.
Right.
But Jimmy Carter, you know, I love Jimmy Carter, and he was a really good speaker, too.
Yeah.
People kind of don't remember.
And history will show him as a good president in a crappy time.
I hope so, yeah.
In a crappy time.
He was dealt a shit storm.
And how is someone like Jimmy Carter going to be the president of this shitty fucking country? We have to, at some point, we have to face the facts that a lot of our fellow Americans are just fuckheads. They're fascist asshole fuckheads.
We faced that long time ago.
And they don't deserve Jimmy Carter. I'm sorry. You don't. This country didn't deserve Jimmy Carter. And what did they do with Jimmy Carter? They fucked him.
If we were to listen to him about the whole energy thing, we'd be fine. Not fine, but I mean, things would be a whole lot better in the planet.
Yeah.
And who knows what other evil influence this this oil industry has had? Just because, you know, who is it? Who are going to get elected? People that they can buy off. So, what caliber of people are getting put in all these Republican? You know what I mean? It's like
a lot of them are indicted.
It's like a decades long poisoning of the well by them paying for influence. From dog catcher on up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then who's buyable?
Is Steve Bannon speaking at the RNC?
If an oil company said, I'm going to back your candidacy, I would say, okay, I think you should be out of business.
Yeah.
I think you should be. I think if 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when you guys started getting these reports, let's say, whoa, our shit's fucking up the planet. If you said, wow, okay, we're putting 80% of our profits now back into R&D and we're going to transform Exxon. Yeah. We're going to transform Standard. We're going to transform whatever our fucking oil company is into the biggest research and development for clean, renewable energy out there. Imagine that in the 70s when this shit started happening.
And you know,
and what did they do? They bought off a few whore scientists.
Yeah.
To say, oh, well, no, actually, that's that. There's no climate change. How many decades did we put up with there's no climate change? And then they finally.
This decade.
Yeah, they finally had to fucking admit that there's climate change. No, it's not. No, it's, well, there's nothing we could do about it. It's not anthropomorphic.
And you know, climate change. Yeah, well.
Anthropomorphic is,
listen,
the wrong word.
And you know, here's what I don't understand. Those fuckheads that were in charge of Shell and BP before the oil spill, they are still walking around, free men.
The ones that are still alive, sure.
How?
Oh, before the oil spill, you mean.
How, though? How are they free? How are they not in jail for that? How is the company that decided to not put the Dick Cheney's company? There was a widget that was supposed to go on.
Some valve.
$250,000. Yeah. It was a $250,000 fix. They didn't do it. How is the people in that, who were in charge of that decision, how are they not in jail? At the very least, why is our government not going after them?
Right.
We are giant pussies to these Republicans.
And look at Russia. That's all. Russia's economy, that's all it got right
now. Yeah. They're just selling off their natural resources.
Yeah, and Putin and the boys have literally been squeezing the land dry.
Ooh.
And, why isn't if Putin was a good leader, why isn't he investing in the renewable energy, right?
I mean, why would he? Yeah. I mean, you know, if he, his
cost effective, Jimmy Carter put fucking solar panels in the White House and Reagan tore them out.
And no one remembers that. No one fucking remembers that. People, here's the deal with Jimmy Carter. When the GOP rolled in with that fuckstick Ronald Reagan, he was smooth.
Oh, yeah.
They managed his campaign well. He pandered to these bastard evangelicals. He said, I endorse you. I don't need you to endorse me. I endorse you. Sucky, sucky. Right. Jackie, Jackie. There went Jimmy Carter's fucking legacy.
Well, and like it was like the Southern strategy. They knew that they needed more because they knew that their policies, nobody likes their policies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why? Why wouldn't anybody like the Republican
policy?
So
then suddenly they don't like democracy so much anymore.
Right. I mean, you look at that RNC, the list of speakers, people should be nervous. You should be going to the voting booth and voting for Joe Biden out of fucking sheer terror. And you should be okay with that. Because
Scott Baio can really tear the house down.
We're sliding into a fucking abyss, man. What does it mean when most of the people speaking at the RNC are related to that rapist?
It means nobody wants to. I think that's a good side. It means nobody wants to speak at the RNC. Yeah.
Well, it also means our country is changing. That is who is in charge of our country. A family. That is not a democracy.
And that's going to be hammered home, too.
Yeah.
And already is being soundly mocked.
Yeah. Vote out of fear.
That, you know, people were lining up to talk about how much they love Joe Biden and trust Joe Biden. All Trump can muster is people with the last name Trump and a few of his anal cavity residents.
Here's a few people that live in my lower GI tract. We'd like them to say a few words.
I'm almost ready, Mr. President.
Yeah, Lindsay! I knew you were down there! Oh, look, there's Mitch! Oh, yes!
I just can't get Stephen Miller out of the corner. He's masturbating. <'cause>...
My intestines are full of fascists. What do I do? Get the grabber.
Let's see what's going on in the fucking headlines. There's some really enjoyable stories coming up. So, you know, it's going to be a little more fun.
A grabber, you know, those little things.
Yeah, sure. You pick up trash with. Sure.
Or you could... pluck fascists out of Trump's butthole.
At my tennis club, I had.
Yeah, grabber.
Yeah, when I was the pro at the country club at the golf.
Right.
Club, I would just walk around and they bought me a grabber so I wouldn't have to pick up trash.
That's nice. They didn't want you to hurt your back while you're playing tennis.
That's right.
Why are you digging in that bed, dog?
One of the better, when I think back, probably the best tennis gig I had. I liked coaching. I liked coaching high school, but that's, you know, a time commitment.
Why is the backhand
driving?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, but you mean like driving the ball or driving?
Driving
a car?
A van full of teenagers around.
Oh God, shit! I need the cyanide.
The country club job was really what one would expect. It was a nice country club job. I was the tennis pro.
Yay!
Over at the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo.
Ooh, wee wee.
It says the dial dilemma when you should and shouldn't call the cops.
Oh, geez. Well, don't call them.
Well, this is what we're coming to now.
What are they going to do? Show up with their guns? Yes.
We have another gentleman. Is he still with us, by the way? I haven't checked recently.
Oh, I don't know.
Stop, Shelby. Pool boy is trending. God, I can't wait to get to that story.
That was at Falwell.
Yes.
What other major news story is going to involve a pool boy?
Right.
Is the technology used to clean a swimming facility like a pool or a hot tub? Is there any other technology other than boy, like pool boy, sauna boy? Is there anything else?
What are their duties?
Well, I don't know. They're cleaning the pool. I mean, isn't there a Roomba, an underground Roomba you can
put
in there?
Well, pool boy can also be someone who serves drinks at the pool.
Yeah.
Pool guy.
Oh, the pool guy.
Is the guy that shows up and checks your chemicals.
It'll be the pool person.
And scrapes out shit and does stuff for the pool person. Yeah. But pool boy, I think,
That's mean.
Someone who's servicing your cabana.
I think that has a negative connotation. Pool boy. Oh, okay. I gotta get this cabana serviced. It's, I don't know.
Or
needs a new fan
someone's
belt.
Wife serviced, apparently.
I need some more cock.
Jacob Blake is the name of the person who was shot 7 times in the back. I've seen the horrific, awful
I haven't seen it
video.
Yet. Is it bad?
He's you know, he's like having none of it. They got their guns out and their tasers, and he's just like saying, "Nuh-uh, nope, nope, nope." He's walking to his truck, I guess. He opens the door to get into it.
Yes.
Cop grabs him literally by the back of the shirt to pull him off with one hand, and with the other hand goes bang, 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 bang.
Oh,
one,
my
two,
God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 times in the back.
7 bullets? God.
Still with us, expected to recover, I think. I think I saw the latest I saw was good news.
Did the cop get a promotion?
Well, part B. I mean, I just don't get it. Obviously unarmed.
Yeah.
In the back.
Is the cop fired or arrested? Are there charges, I wonder?
He's black.
Okay.
I don't know if I needed to add that. Identified as Jacob Blake. In serious condition after police reportedly tasered. No, I saw the video. They tasered and shot him several times after he apparently tried to break up a dispute. So this is one of these cases where somebody was fighting or something, and he was one of the guys trying to stop it, and somehow Joe fuckhead cops, I'm sure, came rolling in and got the wrong people or went after the black guy that looked the blackiest or something.
So a civilian was de-escalating.
We think.
But then a cop waddled up and escalated with his gun. He just shot this.
No, there's a whole bunch of cops. It's like a whole deal. They're around him.
Shit, man. Fuck these cops.
Protests all over Kenosha, yeah. Wisconsin. Kenosha. I'm not all that surprised, having lived in Wisconsin for several years of my life.
There's racism in Wisconsin. Oh. Damn. I have been to Wisconsin. I've been to Wisconsin a few times. I mean, I'm white.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Lake Geneva and walk down in the the frou-frou area where all the art art shops are and be black.
Oh, you know, I got lost in Wisconsin in the middle of the night once in a rainstorm, and I was at a cell service. The gas tank was nearly empty. There was one town in the middle of nowhere, and I stopped, and nothing was open. I didn't know what to do. So I went to the only thing that was open there, and I went to the hospital to get gas. I know that sounds weird, but I really didn't know what else to do because I needed gas. I couldn't go anywhere else. And I said, I said, this is, sounds strange. And I had to ring, like, it was a tiny little hospital, and I had to ring a buzzer. And a nurse and a doctor came to the door looking very concerned because I'm coming in the middle of the night. They probably think I dropped a chainsaw on my dick or something. And so I said, hey, listen, this sounds strange, but I'm out of gas. Oh, you're out of gas. I'll just call the sheriff. He'll unlock the gas thing and you can buy gas from the sheriff and that'll be fine. But, you know, I did that. But I wonder what it would have been like if I was black, because everyone in this story that I just told about, all the characters were white.
White as Fook.
White as Fook. But if I'd have been black and showed up in the middle of the night at the hospital, I wonder if the cop would, like, let me just check your license. Let me just check to see if you have any warrants. I wonder if that would happen. Can I search your car? You know.
Oh God, the police association. God, I'll get to them in a second.
Why don't you do more positive stories about police unions and stuff like that?
Police unions?
Orbs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I mean, we want to be fair and we want to be balanced.
This dog is wound fucking tight. Oh, we didn't get to walk today because of the goddamn storms.
Yep. And by the way, if you look at the weather, we got nothing but rain the next few days because we have this hurricane orgy showing up in the Gulf of Mexico.
But we're not getting hit with, like, anything significant, it appears. I just checked before the show.
Hurricane.
But, I mean, bad storm. Not bad storms.
Yeah, but somebody is, right? Texas rain. Is going to get it. Oh, yeah, yeah. And Louisiana, New Orleans. That's the shitty thing about hurricane season in the South. You're just constantly rooting to not get hit for the hurricane.
Right. And it worked this time.
Yeah. And then. It did. The prayer. Did you pray?
No.
Did you do that thing where you move the wind? Didn't we do a story where somebody was able to push a typhoon out of the way with their, I think they used their testicles.
Jacob Blake, the unarmed black man who was shot multiple times by Wisconsin police officers, is in stable condition, according to the family's attorney.
Yes.
He was transported to a hospital in Milwaukee following the incident. It was in serious condition when he was admitted.
Yeah, well, serious condition? How many times was he shot?
Multiple. We heard, you can hear seven shots.
God, I'd be like, I would yell at the person that said, I'm serious. I said, this is critical, motherfucker. I'm very critical. I've been shot a bunch.
Officers arrived at the scene to respond to a domestic.
Yes. So to de-escalate, right? Or to shoot.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly what they were trying to do.
Do you think what is a cop? I'm sorry, I just don't know. What is a cop thinking when they know they're rolling up on a domestic case? What do you think they're thinking? They're thinking,
God, I get to shoot somebody tonight.
Hope I have enough bullets to shoot somebody in the back as they're running away.
The video shows Mr. Blake opening the driver's side door of an SUV when an officer grabs the back of his shirt and fires multiple shots into his back.
Yeah,
although seven shots can be heard going off in the video, it's unclear if more shots were fired.
Right.
Speaking out about the incident, Pete Dietz, D-E-A-T-E-S.
Dietz.
Dietz. Dietz, the president of the Kenosha Professional Police Association, advised the public to refrain from jumping to conclusions.
Hey. Irony on the field, flag on the play. Irony, extreme hypocrisy. We're not supposed to jump to conclusions. Is this jumping to conclusions? Bam, bam, hold on, seven times.
We have video.
Bam, bam, bam.
He
bam,
grabbed him by the shirt, bam, the back bam. Of the shirt, and pulled the trigger seven times.
But don't don't jump to conclusions.
As always, the video currently circulating does not capture all of the intricacies of a highly dynamic incident. We ask that you withhold from passing judgment until all the facts are known and released.
Excuse me, cops. Go fuck yourself. Are we supposed to think what you do is fucking brain surgery? Are we really? Is it really that tough to decide who you shoot in the back 7 times and who you don't shoot in the back 7 fucking times?
And if you roll up on every situation thinking, I might get killed, I'm going to kill somebody, that's the problem. They're taught to prepare for war every fucking time they go out.
Why? You know, if you think about professions and how much people get paid and your requirements and shit, like, why aren't cops required to have more education? Why are they not? I mean,
because that's not what they want. They want dumb cops.
Okay, that's what they want.
God, I watched a First Amendment audit yesterday. I think it was one of those audits. And oh my God, what a stupid fucking cop this guy had to deal with. It was so painfully irritating. And all I could think of was, this was a guy who is articulate. The First Amendment auditor is being polite and articulate and telling the officer, this is what it is. This is the law. No, I don't have to identify. And this guy just, he kept escalating because he wanted the guy's name. And even though he said, you've committed no crime,
I don't have to give you,
but
my
fucking
name.
Are you looking in that? What are you looking over there for? What are you taking pictures over there for? Cause I can't.
Cause it's American, dickhead.
And you know, I want to know what's going on. I don't, you're taking pictures of this. I just want to identify you. I'm going to make a police report and identify you. He just admitted it.
Yeah.
And the guy said, well, you have to have a crime.
You know, I want to ask these cops sometimes, imagine if one of your colleagues shot your wife, your brother, your son, your daughter 7 times in the back and they're unarmed, no reason. How would you feel? I know how you feel. You're a fucking violent ass cop.
Yeah.
You'd want to kill that person, right? Yes, they would. So
there have been a few instances of black cops had shit happen to them and they're like, holy fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand. Like, you have these First Amendment audits, right? And they're fun to watch in a way because they make these cops look stupid. But why is someone that on their own, I mean, maybe some of these First Amendment auditors, maybe they went to law school, some of them. I don't fucking know. But they read up on their shit.
Well, sure.
And they know their shit. Why do I constantly see videos where they're running circles around these dumb fucking cops?
Because their cops are dumb.
But what? But if a cop's job is
well, I agree.
I'm just laying the argument out there because it's isn't it bizarre that happens? If their job, if a cop's job is to serve and protect our rights, shouldn't they be more familiar with our motherfucking rights?
They don't care. That's the current culture. It's there's nothing about protecting people's rights that they give a shit about. They're out to knock heads and dominate the streets and compensate for their fragile masculinity.
You know, the argument, oh yeah, that's the issue. Is that
a lot of it? Sure.
The people that are cops here in this little hamlet, for the most part, I've heard, you know, this is a generalization, they used to play football. They were a big deal in high school. And here they are now.
Probably went off to the military. Thanks for your service.
Yes.
And then came back and got a badge.
Yeah. Now they have PTSD.
I would suggest you're the last person that we need to hire until you are evaluated. Because if you're coming off the streets of Aleppo, and we don't, it's a completely different mindset we need.
Yeah.
For someone on the street.
Absolutely. And the story that you're describing, all those cops were there, but yet someone had to die. Well, the guy didn't die. He got shot 7 times and survived, right?
So far. Yeah.
Holy fuck. Why wouldn't you want to defund that? Are you happy with it? People are like, you defund the police. Who's going to come when bad shit happens? I know who comes when bad shit happens now. Bad shit.
Well, and what kind of bad shit has the time to wait for the police to show up?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. No,
Do you know what I mean?
So,
I,
so
I,
when I, they I, show up, it's that usually the bad thing has already happened.
Right.
And the only thing left for them to do is shoot victims.
Well, and they're, and they're, so inevitably, you know, the assholes on the right make fun of people who say, well, let's send out social workers. But seriously, if there's a domestic going on, send out a social worker.
Or, yeah.
Unless it's violent. Yeah. I mean, if somebody's beating the shit out of somebody, then that's a crime that needs an officer. If it's people are screaming at each other and it sounds like someone broke something or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need the cops to come because the cops are not going to de-escalate the situation. Especially if they see some brown faces, they're going to gleefully want to knock some heads and take somebody to jail.
You know, it's as if these poor neighborhoods that are over-policed, you would think, why? Why is all this crime there? Why are they over-policed?
Right.
Why is there no money? Well, we have this income inequality. And if people ask, like, what does defunding the police look like? It looks like the lily white neighborhoods where the cops aren't over-policing, where they're not rolling down people's neighborhoods in, like, you know, these huge fucking SUVs.
Yeah, is your asshole teenage son on the skateboard, your little white pride boy, going to get stopped and frisked?
Yeah. Are you, right. That's why. That's the thing people don't get. It's like they live in these lily white fucking suburbs. They rarely see the cops because the cops don't come there. The cops aren't going there. They're not going there to harass people. It's easier to pick on the poor people. It's easier to, you know, extort them.
So the governor came out, governor of Wisconsin came out with a pretty strong statement. He is a Democrat, just so y'all know. This is the guy that
it's not Scott Walker.
No, this is the guy they had to sue, or that had to sue to make sure that the evil Republican legislature couldn't take away all of his powers as an incoming governor. They literally scheduled an emergency session after the election.
Damn.
Called all the waddlers back.
And the
Republican majority voted to strip the governor of all kinds of important
suppress your vote. And yeah. Then once you vote for someone, they will take their job away.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
So they unsuccessfully, I believe they lost in court.
They tried.
Governor
man.
Tony Evers.
Yes.
It said, quote, while we do not have all of the details yet, what we know for certain is that he is not the first black man or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals in law enforcement in our state or our country.
Damn.
I've said all along that although we must offer our empathy, equally important is our action. In the coming days, we will demand that of elected, we will demand just that of elected officials in our state who have failed to recognize the racism in our state, redundant, and our country for far too long.
Well, it's redundant, but you might want to say that one twice.
Yeah,
that's okay. Wow! Holy shit! That's different than what our governor
said.
He
signed an executive order this morning calling on the Wisconsin state legislature to convene for a special session on accountability and transparency among local law enforcement.
Damn, you know what's better? You know what that's better than? Thoughts and prayers.
Right.
That's better than thoughts and prayers. Shit. Damn, can we trade governors? Who is that? Tony Evers? Hey, Tony, can we trade DeSantis for you? Please.
So the
God,
the Milwaukee police or somebody. Yeah, the Milwaukee Police Association.
Oh, they didn't like that. They just want the governor to come over here and suck our dicks.
Are way not happy.
Oh. We are sad.
In a news release. I'm very disturbed by the comments that were made by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Governor Evers appears to be pushing a narrative that completely disrespects law enforcement in our state.
You work for us, Yes, you cunt!
We just watched one of your boys shoot somebody in the back several times.
You know what? You know what I liked about what to me made sense about all the BLM protests? Because it served notice to these fucking cops that these fucking pigs work for us. And so when the governor says, we want transparency, why does that bother this dickhead so much? This union guy should want transparency to protect the quote-unquote good cops, right? From the bad cops. No. Wouldn't that do that?
No, you got to get rid of the good cops and put dead rats in their lockers and shit.
Oh, yes.
Not show up when they need help.
That's right.
That's how police roll, man.
Yeah.
MPA, the Milwaukee Police Association.
Okay.
Said, as governor of Wisconsin, his duty should be to collect all the details before pushing a false ideology. His opening sentence was, although we don't know all the details yet.
Yeah, and if
this won't be the first black person.
Excuse me. And if I'm the governor, I'm calling that guy and say, hey, bitch, you work for me. You work for the people of this state. And we will tell you what we want. And you can suck my dick.
Governor Evers decided to make a statement not based on facts, but based on hunches. Again.
Hunches.
We have video. Governor Evers has decided to let his opinions be known.
Yeah, he can do that. It's called America, fuckface. And what are you doing right now, you cunt?
Oh, listen to this threat. The MPA warned that rushing to judgment could cause peaceful protests to devolve into disarray. So what he's saying is if that rushing to judgment, saying that this is bad.
Yes.
That this cop is a murderer, attempted murderer. That's what's going to cause the peaceful protests to devolve into disarray. Or is he saying, if you start blaming this guy, good luck controlling your protests because the police are going to be sitting there twiddling their thumbs.
No, no, no. The police will do what we tell them to do.
No.
That's insane. They work for us.
That's what they say.
They work for us.
They did that literally in New York. Yeah. And then they found out that it was fucking them.
Yeah.
Because they were proving themselves redundant.
Where else did they do that? Charlottesville?
Yeah.
Charlottesville, they let those fucking neo-Nazis beat up the counter-protesters. And they let that one neo-Nazi kill that counter-protester. And they were fine with that. That's who the fuck these cops are.
After calling for the state legislature's special session today, Evers announced that he called in the Wisconsin National Guard to assist the local popo in anticipation of elevated protester presence. Oh, yeah. Every person should be able to express their anger and frustration by exercising their First Amendment rights and report on these calls to action without any fear of being unsafe.
If the cops don't want the protests to be violent.
He's saying peaceful, peaceful.
Yes. Don't shoot somebody seven times. Don't put your knee on George Floyd's neck until he's dead. After he's saying, I can't breathe. Don't choke out Eric Garner until he's fucking dead
video. I really wish we could get behind a general strike. I wish that would happen. Because that's the way, that's the only thing they can't handle. That's where the Europeans are so much smarter than us. In certain countries.
Yeah, but you know, man, we have this thing here where we're like sucking Jesus's dick all day and somehow that translates into you better suck the cop's dick, and then that translates into voting Republican, I guess. We're fucked in the brain.
Let's see. That's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that when should you call 911? And sadly, it's a whole expose on when you should and shouldn't call the police. And it probably depends on, you have to probably answer a few questions first, like, am I white?
Are there any Seriously. Black people here? Are there any black people
right,
here?
Right, right. I've seen a couple of videos where the black people call the police show up, and they grab the black people. And they're like, I called you on them! And they grab the black people.
You know, it's,
and then when the black people protest being unjustly grabbed,
yes,
then it's on.
Then they love it.
They're gleefully.
They love it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they want.
And you know, is it?
Then they twist your arm.
Yes.
And when you say ow and pull away naturally as a natural reflex, then they say you're resisting arrest.
Oh, yes.
They know exactly how to do it.
Right. And you know, you watch all these protests and, you know, the protesters have to be peaceful no matter what. You have to be peaceful. Even though, if you think about what the cops are doing to communities, the idea that the protest would be peaceful is crazy. It's crazy. If the cops have declared war on your community, let's take, for instance, Compton. What was that story about in Compton? There was a whole bunch of cops that are involved in some kind of, they have the skull tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of Aryans.
It's a gang within the police. Yeah.
You're supposed to protest that peacefully. Just think about that. That's nuts. That is crazy. But you know what? The cops in this country are lucky that people do protest peacefully. They are lucky.
That's kind of... His lawyer, Jacob Blake's lawyer, says he was trying to walk away.
Yeah.
The shooting occurred after police responded to a domestic incident sometime after 5 p.m. It is daylight, you can see. The clip posted to Twitter shows Blake walking to the driver's side of the SUV to two officers, including one who has a firearm pointed at his back, following closely behind. An officer appears to pull Blake as he opens the door. Then one officer shoots Blake in the back. The second officer appears to shoot two.
Oh, my God.
Screams can be heard in the background. His kids were sitting in the car, I think, and got to watch your dad get shot by the police.
ACAB.
The lawyer says, we see on the video they did not de-escalate the situation. It seems like they escalated it. No, they did. I have no
it
doubt.
Seems?
That's what the police do. They don't de-escalate.
You know, I'm talking about when and to call 911. A friend of mine on Facebook, he put something up and I thought it was telling. And he's black. He said, hey, if you're hanging out with me and you feel like you need to call the police, please don't. Because the police solve problems involving black people with guns.
Right.
They will solve the problem with a gun.
We still don't know what led to the shooting. It's unclear why officers had their guns drawn on him while he was walking toward the vehicle. Kenosha police have not commented on the shooting.
Yeah.
Yet.
Oh, yes.
The lawyer says he's getting into town tonight. And he hopes to get more answers.
You know, we need someone like Obama in office because, you know, until the cops stop oppressing people and shooting people, you're going to have protests. And the protests will get more violent because they're killing people. What the fuck did they fucking expect?
I did hear the representative for the police say, they immediately got medical assistance for him. Like, oh, bravo. Bravo. You didn't let him lay there and bleed out for a half an hour like some of your fellows have and would.
Why didn't the... Hey, let me ask you something. The cops are shooting someone who shouldn't be shot. Who should be shot? No one. But they're shooting someone that shouldn't be shot, right?
Right.
So why aren't the other cops shooting the cops that are shooting the person? That's what they should do.
Well, right.
That's why we need a law. We need a law that says when a cop sees another cop doing something bad, they have to intervene and they have
to
stop him.
There are a couple states that have passed that law.
And if that means you got to shoot the guy.
Texas, surprisingly. Wasn't Texas one of them or something like that?
I don't know.
But there was, I remember doing the story. It was a surprising state that passed a law that said that they have to intervene.
Yeah.
If they see rights being violated.
There's all kinds of, and there's usually lots of cops present in these situations. There's not one cop that can step in and stop that officer and stop it, even if it means using force, because that other cop is killing that person. So if you're going to stand by your little brother in blue and watch somebody shoot somebody's brother, son, daughter to fucking death, and you're not going to do shit, then I'm sorry. You were just like that person. You're just like that bad cop.
Well, yeah, that's why no the bad apple kind of situation.
Yeah.
There aren't any good apples.
Yeah.
If anyone's keeping their mouth shut, but they're forced to by the culture.
I don't know where this expression comes from, but you use it. I assume it's some like fishing thing. The fish stinks from the head.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a shitty fucking fascist dickhead totalitarian president. We have a Department of Justice, and you can't say the last part without air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have this. That's part of the reason, right? Because these cops know that ultimately who's going to come after them.
Right.
I mean, maybe they get arrested. I mean, what did it take for George Floyd's fucking murderer to get arrested? Burn the city
down.
Well,
I think it's, you know, it's starting to come to a head a little bit. And certainly when the Democrats hopefully take over, we'll be looking more, we'll be back to sane Department of Justice, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know, getting some justice, hopefully.
And you know what? They better do it.
But yeah, until then, I mean,
there'll be protests again. I mean, because what these BLM protests did some stuff with law enforcement. They caused reform. You know, they caused some reform. I mean, they got movement on some issues.
So that's the headline there. Let's see what's going on with the Drudge Report.
Yay! Ooh,
awesome. So. Over the weekend, I think it was yesterday.
Yes, Sunday.
Apparently, trying to get ahead of a story that was about to come out.
Yes.
Now, when I look back at this, yesterday, Jerry Falwell Jr. said that there was some kind of like fatal attraction threat to expose an affair his wife had with a pool boy 8 years ago. And okay. That it triggered an emotional roller coaster in him.
Oh, shit. Literally? What was that like?
And then that was right before he was suspended as president of Liberty University. So he's like, I was under so much stress. I had to unbutton my pants and take a picture.
Hey, Jerry Falwell Jr. Fatal Attraction is from 1987. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Imagine you directed a movie.
Well, he's
and people can say that movie. You'll say it's a Fatal Attraction type thing. And people automatically have an understanding. Of what you're saying.
I'm not going to be ignored.
Yeah. Here's a, was it a rabbit or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Spoiler. So, on Friday, the school said it was investigating, quote, rumors and claims about Falwell, who was put on leave after that photo of him with his pants unzipped. He said, I'm just tired of it. He had an interview with the Washington Examiner, released a long statement about infidelity by his wife, Becky.
Okay. Becky.
He says he forgave Becky.
Okay.
After the affair.
Right.
He did not name the pool boy.
Okay.
But numerous news outlets have written about the couple's friendship with a Miami pool attendant.
Yes.
Giancarlo Granda.
Oui, oui.
And a real estate venture that they've helped finance and get him a deal on.
You know what's weird about this story is that I mean, why would you give money to a pool boy that is having an affair with your wife?
Exactly.
I mean, it's very odd.
He said that over time, Falwell said that Granda became increasingly angry and aggressive. You know, he's Hispanic, so of course.
Oh, shit, Jerry. You're playing the race card.
And, quote, began threatening to publicly reveal the secret relationship with Becky. And to deliberately embarrass my wife, family, and Liberty University unless we agreed to pay him substantial money. We were doing our best to respectfully unravel this fatal attraction type situation to protect our family and the university. It's not a fatal attraction situation.
But, okay, what does that mean? That Fatal Attraction was a movie about Michael Douglas having an affair.
A brief affair.
Behind his wife's back.
Right. With Glenn Close.
Yeah. Michael Douglas, just to refresh everybody, he's a leading actor. Then, he's known for Spartacus.
Who then... No.
His dad.
Yes.
Shit.
Who then...
same person.
When he found out she was batshit crazy, so he broke up with her. And then, you know, things got really scary.
Right.
Fatal.
Yes.
Lee, scary. Fatal Attraction.
You know, I thought about tweeting Michael Douglas, just asking for an apology. Or is there any way I can get the 2 hours back of my life? That whatever movie you have on Amazon Prime right now that's free, it's some movie about him shooting somebody to death in the middle of the desert. And it's, we get it. You're a great actor. Nice moments.
What year was this?
It was not that long ago.
Oh.
God, I want my time back. I don't know how you give that to me.
So Falwell,
yes,
said that basically it sounds like Falwell was trying to throw his wife under the bus at first, but then this morning, over at the who got this story? Reuters got an interview.
Yay.
The headline at Reuters.
Yes.
Released today.
Was his dad this fucking crazy? Jerry Falwell Sr.?
Probably not as bad, but.
Did his dad
Christian pastor? I mean.
Take pictures with his assistant, his pants unbuckled on a yacht.
The headline says, business partner of Falwell's says affair with evangelical power couple spanned 7 years.
Damn! That's a lot of... It's a lot of fucking.
And the really, really interesting deets.
Yes. More interesting. This is already interesting. What are you talking about?
From the Reuters quote, Grando is 29 now. Becky and I developed an intimate relationship, and Jerry enjoyed watching from the corner of the room.
Did he sit in a chair?
No.
Hi, I'm going to sit on this beanbag. It's a beanbag. Sat on a beanbag, and I watched this guy fuck my wife, and I gave him a $10,000.
Last year, the New York Times reported that the Falwells met Granda while staying at the Fontainebleau,
ooh,
a Florida luxury resort known for topless sunbathing.
Yes.
And a massive underground nightclub. They soon entered into a business relationship with Granda,
yeah,
who at the time was studying finance at Florida International University.
Hey! Whoever taught you this, you are winning. How much did he get from Falwell?
I don't know.
Fucking lots of money, man.
They subsequently agreed to help him purchase an LGBTQ-friendly youth hostel in Florida that features pamphlets for strip clubs, as well as a sign that reads, no soliciting, fundraising, politics, salesman, or religion.
But we need your strippers, or you can go to strippers.
It says a dispute between the Falwells and Granda over ownership of the hostel eventually caused their relationship to sour.
Yeah.
By late 2015, the lawsuit over ownership of the hostel had devolved into a fight over compromising photos, according to several people involved with the case.
Yeah.
It is understood that Mr. Granda is in possession of photographs that could be used as leverage against the Falwells.
Bam! You know the thing is, Jerry,
oh God, is there's nothing wrong of the wife with like in the dark background, Jerry Falwell sitting
yeah.
creepily in the chair in the background.
Hey, listen, you know, there's nothing that's not against the law.
Not at all.
And it's not like you're a cop that shows up somewhere. It's like, how can I best solve this problem? Oh, I'm going to shoot this guy 7 fucking times. I mean, he didn't do anything illegal. He's just a big giant hypocrite that says bad shit about people that aren't Christian, straight, white, and male.
Well, and I mean, how many of their bullshit have they enforced at Liberty University? Oh, yeah. How many girls have been thrown out of Liberty because they were at a topless beach one summer and had a picture taken? How many
topless
beach? How many gay kids have been prevented from being allowed to go there?
You know the Nutball Christian College? It's here in town where they...
That does not narrow it down.
Probably doesn't. It's huge, though. I think it's PJC, Pensacola Junior Christian. Fuck college. And they're the place. He took all the art books and they covered up the nipples and the parts, the fun bits. We covered them up because we're Jesus. And, you know, I have a friend that was bartending around here. And she told me that, like, she has to be careful to not end up in pictures of her at bars. I mean, she works at a bar because she get kicked out of the school.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? What is wrong with these
PCC,
people?
Pensacola Christian College.
Yay. Send them your money. Go there, please.
Good God, 5,000 students annually.
It's huge. You can get lost there.
Where the fuck is it?
It's you know where it is?
Oh, that's where it is. I just looked at Google Maps.
There's this gigantic buffet. There's a restaurant that used to be a buffet that has a train going around.
Not anymore. They knocked it down.
They took the train down or the whole place?
That whole building is down, right? Wasn't it?
You know what shouldn't be shocking is that a restaurant that features a train on its roof with an all-you-can-eat buffet went out of business.
In Florida.
Right. That is shocking, actually. I was being sarcastic, but that is shocking. How could they? It's a buffet. How couldn't you get, can you get people in there?
It's hard to.
I mean, I guarantee you, dude, even in, I don't know if Golden Corral's is still dining in. But people will go.
Was it
even in COVID?
I don't know what the vibe was there. Wasn't it like a country music-y kind of vibe? No, but I mean, wasn't there like a theme?
my thought
like
is
Golden
always,
Corral is like...
There's this vibe.
Golden Corral's like, you know, country kitchen, but it's a buffet.
Oh, okay.
It's like that level of decor trash, and shit like this. But
yeah. That's a nice way to say that.
But what about... But like that place was like a country bar also, I thought.
You know what there is in the South?
I'm sorry, people.
Yes.
You're listening to two assholes talking about local bullshit.
Right, right. But you know, in the South, there is this culture where it's, you know, I don't want to say white trash, but, you know, where it's like buffets. I don't know. It's just a bunch of white trash culture balled into one. And you get something like an all-you-can-eat buffet with a train track on the top of the, on the fucking
go
roof.
After church?
Yeah, and you can ride a dolphin or some shadow.
On Wednesday
know.
And Sunday.
Oh, yes.
After you go talk to Jesus.
Oh, you do you? Let me ask you something. If you're at an all-you-can-eat buffet, when in the fuck do you pray before your meal? When? After you get your plate?
Well, before you eat.
While you're sliding your tray along the rails next to the... Where do you pray at the...
When you're putting your tongue under the cheese fountain?
Where... Can someone point me to the butter bar?
That's headline over the Drudge Report. Woo. Is the amazing
yes
Jerry Falwell story. Woo. There's a great picture of Falwell with the pool boy.
Yeah.
At the Drudge.
That picture though with him and that woman, I forget what they were doing, but for some reason he has his pants undone and her pants are undone.
Yeah.
That's weird as fuck.
He drunk as fuck, probably, and trying to be funny.
You know what it looked like? It looked like aliens that had took over someone's body, and they were trying to figure out, like, what is all this shit supposed to do? And the pants unbuckled, and it doesn't know. You know what I mean? It just looked like somebody...
I sent you the pool boy picture.
Oh, yeah?
So, also at the Drudge Report, pictures, isn't that a great picture? Look at big, doughy, mooby Jerry Falwell Jr. in a pink polo with his gut hanging out
that man,
over his khaki Those are probably shorts. I'm gonna go out on a limb. They may be pants, but it looks like they could be khaki shorts.
Nah, shorts.
I can't see the.
He's on a pier. Looks like he's on the water somewhere. God.
Standing next to Mr. Granda, who at the time looks like he was like 20.
Yeah. That's a weird gig. Somebody's like, I got a weird job for you. Are you familiar with Jerry Falwell Jr.? Sure, sure.
Headline address says, Falwell watched me have sex with his wife.
You gotta fuck Jerry Falwell's wife a whole bunch, and then we're going to give you a health club. Or, you know, part ownership. How's that? Is that cool?
Oh, man, that's fun.
That is funny. I mean, he looks drunk, too. He looks fucked up.
Oh, he resigned.
Oh, did he?
Just now.
Okay. Wow.
They're now reporting that he has resigned.
Oh, shit. You know, What's he going to do?
He was put on leave for a while.
Yes. They're putting you on leave.
Now he's officially resigned.
Jerry, can you come in? Shut the door. Please have a seat.
From the university that he literally inherited.
God.
Literal what a fucking fuck up. Lee inherited. His father started that university. How the fuck is he qualified to then all of a sudden run it?
If I had inherited that, my first thing would have been, okay, how do I sell one of these fucked up Christian colleges? Because I don't want to do shit with it. I have no passion. What are you going to do? Talk about Jesus? What do you do to... If you run a Christian college, what does your work day look like?
Well, this guy obviously shouldn't have been.
Just sell the fucking thing. Just sell it.
Elsewhere in the news.
God, that Jerry, I'm sorry. That picture is it's a great creepy. Picture, yeah. He couldn't look more creepy. He looks like a guy who's watching his buddy fuck his wife.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, he looks exactly like that.
I'm going to watch this kid fuck my wife later.
Yeah. How many of those short sleeve, like, polo style shirts is this rich fuck on? All of them.
He probably throws them out when he's done.
Oh, yes. I just came on that one again.
Or somebody did.
Well, I didn't say he was speaking.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Pool boy!
Jeez,
pool person, okay? Dumb fuck. I'm sorry. Falwell looks so fucking stupid in this picture, too. Did he?
We'll
go
put
to...
it on our social media yeah. so you guys can maybe know what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We've got elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
You
think he directed them?
Who?
You think Falwell was like, God damn it, talking to his wife, God damn it, honey, get your ass in the air a little higher. It's hard for, you know, I don't know. God.
I don't really want to even speculate about that, to be honest with you.
Sorry.
Today in the House, not the House here, the House of Representatives.
Well, this is the House, but,
we have the, once again, the Postmaster General.
Yes.
Fuckwad McGillicuddy. What's his name? Louis DeJoy.
DeJoy.
Eminently qualified donating millions of dollars to Trump's campaign.
Has he even addressed a letter in his life? Like written an address on a letter, put a stamp on it, sealed the envelope, and then put it in a mailbox?
I don't know.
I'm kind of serious.
I know not. Yeah, I mean, who the hell knows?
Yeah. Has Trump ever written a letter?
Well, here you go. Representative Katie Price, everybody.
Mr. DeJoy, thank you for being with us today. What is the cost of a first-class postage stamp?
55 cents.
Just wanted to check. What about...
Damn, is that right?
Well, I would assume so, yeah. She would have known. She would have called him out. Of course that's right.
Just wanted to check. What about to mail a postcard?
I don't know, ma'am.
You don't know the cost to mail a postcard?
I don't.
What if I want to mail you said 55 cents for a first class stamp, but what if it's like one of those greeting cards that's a square envelope? Then what is the postage?
I'll submit that I know very little about a postage stamp.
What is the weight limit? You are more in the shipping logistics business. What's the weight limit for priority mail?
70 pounds.
And what is the starting rate for U.S. Post Office, USPS priority mail?
The starting rate for what?
USPS priority mail.
Starting weight, 14 ounces.
No, the rate, the price.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know about within a million or so, can you tell me how many people voted by mail in the last presidential election?
No, I cannot.
To the nearest 10 million?
Oh my God.
Is that a no, Mr. DeJoy?
I would be guessing, and I don't want to guess.
Okay, so Mr. DeJoy, I'm concerned.
Okay, she is amazing. She is really amazing. Yeah. And she's on camera, too. I mean, she's at her house.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Is she? Well, I mean, other than like just to demonstrate to us that the guy running the post office doesn't know shit
about the post office.
what is she trying to pull out of him to illustrate that the post office isn't ready to handle all our voting by mail or?
Well, this is shit he should know.
Yeah, he should know that.
He's got a big. There's a big deal coming up to the thing that he's running.
Yeah,
is going to be an integral part of our election.
Yeah, I mean, I got the. I really didn't realize a stamp was 55 cents. I thought it was lower.
And he doesn't seem to give a fuck about not knowing this information.
Yeah, you know, if you're listening to the Crab Diving podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, and you're a Trumpalo who might find themselves in charge of in a cabinet position or something, I would, you know what I would do? I would go on the Wikipedia page first and read about what I'm in charge of, just to be familiar with it.
I don't care.
This guy
doesn't care.
But just to know.
Doesn't care.
But you're in charge of the post office.
Yeah, doesn't care.
What is their budget?
Billions and billions of dollars.
You know, do you know how much, do you know any of these answers that he's saying?
Some.
I don't know.
But, you know, just from when I used to sell shit on Amazon and stuff, I just kind of remember.
If you were in charge of HUD, and I think it was Representative Al Green in Congress asked Ben Carson some basic bullshit questions about housing, would you have been able to answer those questions if you were in charge of HUD?
Oh, of course. Right, yes.
I just don't understand, like, where does this aloofness come from?
That's their vibe. That's the garbage people that he hires. Entitled fuckwads who have either, in many cases, inherited success or have made a little success of their own. And now he figures that they're an expert simply because they're rich.
It's the racism and they're aloof. Like, they don't give a fuck about anything,
right.
Republicans. It's
and hostile to the other co-equal branches of government. They really think from top to bottom that the executive branch, they're in charge. They're used to, these are CEOs who are used to having everyone say yes to them.
This is Katie Price?
Yes. Porter.
Porter, yeah.
There's a little bit more here.
No, I cannot.
To the nearest 10 million?
Is that a no,
Mr. DeJoy?
I would be guessing, and I don't want to guess.
Okay, so Mr. DeJoy, I'm concerned. I'm glad you know the price of a stamp, but I'm concerned about your understanding of this agency. And I'm particularly concerned about it because you started taking very decisive action when you became Postmaster General. You started directing the unplugging and destroying of machines, changing of employee procedures, and locking of collection boxes.
Right. Without knowing what the fuck is going on.
She was trying to ask him how many people are going to vote by mail in November.
How many previously have voted by mail, because we don't know how many are.
Did he give the answer?
He didn't.
I mean, if I was the Postmaster General, I would walk. I would know this shitstorm is coming. I would go into call everybody in the fucking meeting room, get out the whiteboard, and write that number and circle it.
We're going to make sure that there is not one ballot late.
That is our life.
But the opposite is what they want to happen.
How is that not happening?
The opposite is what they want to happen.
We need to do, I guess, our culture's so stupid. We have to do everything like it's a movie. If Al Pacino was in charge of the post office, he would, that's what his character would do. He would barge in there, you know, 10 million or whatever. That's the number.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah.
The first class.
You got to watch The Irishman. You really got
to
watch
the most
that.
Important rules in life is to read the instructions.
Katie Porter is really fucking amazing.
We are all, I'm trying to start Monday out differently. But
she's a freshman too. I mean, This is her, you know, her first term. She's running for re-election.
Yeah. But this isn't her first rodeo going after people that don't know anything. Damn, man. This questioning, I'm listening to this guy, and we're not going to all die in this pandemic, right? With these Republicans in charge.
Not this one, right? 70,000,
not this one.
Plugging and destroying of machines, changing of employee procedures, and locking of collection boxes. As a professor, I've always told my students that one of the most important rules in life is to read the instructions. Did you actually read and independently analyze the major overhaul plans before you ordered them to take effect?
Again, I will repeat that I did not order major overhaul plans. The items you identify were not directed by me. I did, and we don't need much analysis to run your trucks to a schedule.
Reclaiming my time, Mr. Joy, could you please tell me who did work?
So he's talking about...
There's a dog over there.
Oh, he's talking about running trucks to a schedule. But the problem is that they're locking things like... They're locking the trucks 30 minutes before they leave or something like that, or a certain amount of minutes before they even leave.
That makes no sense. Why?
And therefore... slowing up all the mail that might have come in at the last minute.
What do you think, Shelby? Are you pissed too? You have any questions for this bullshit Postmaster General? Any questions, Shelby?
Oh, fuck.
There you go. It's one question.
I just screwed up. I
guess. This guy. Yes.
I think yourself in this hearing.
The Postal Service has been around for 250 years. There were plans. There were many, many executives, almost... 30,000 executives within the organization. And there are plans that existed prior to my...
See, this is what's hard with the video stuff is when they try to reclaim their time, it's less forceful because they're not in the same room. So he's just ignoring her.
And executives within the organization. And there are plans that existed prior to my arrival that will continue, that were implemented.
Mr. DeJoy, if you did not order these... actions to be taken, please tell the committee the name of who did.
I do not know.
Mr. DeJoy, did you analyze these plans before they went into effect? You, as Postmaster General, supervise whomever did apparently.
As I've stated numerous times, the plans were in effect and being implemented before I arrived.
But Mr. DeJoy, do you take responsibility for these changes?
I take responsibility from the day I sat in a seat for any service deterioration that has occurred. You're asking Mr. about operation.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it? There's a lot of service deterioration that has occurred.
You know, I'd like to listen to somebody from this administration not sound like they stepped off the central casting.
I know.
Fucking truck. God. And by the way, if any Democrat wants to reach out for vocal coaching, you want to reach out to me. I'm going to help. I can help you on a few deliveries, not to give you a line reading, but reclaiming my time, reclaiming my motherfucking time.
She's on a She's on a webcam. What the fuck is she gonna do? She's sitting in her nice home office.
God, this guy is an asshole.
I take responsibility from the day I sat in a seat for any service deterioration that has occurred. You're asking about operational changes that go on throughout the whole organization around the country.
Am I claiming my time, sir? Mr. DeJoy, will you commit to reversing these changes?
No.
Mr. DeJoy, will you commit to, if the independent, I want to switch to conflicts of interest quickly. Will you commit that if the inspector general finds that you committed misconduct with regard to your financial interests in any other company, such as XPO Logistics or Amazon, will you commit, if the inspector general finds that you committed misconduct, will you commit to then resigning?
I don't believe they will find misconduct, but I don't see why.
Oh, my God. This guy really is like somebody from The Wire. The answer is yes, I will resign if they decide that I committed misconduct. That's the answer. Not, well, they're not going to find anything. And I think that
he sounds like it's like you're talking to Lortab. I mean, God,
find that you committed misconduct. Will you commit to then resigning?
I don't believe they will find misconduct, but I don't see why I would commit here right now to resigning for any reason.
Now, hey, listen, one second. I'm sorry. Reclaiming my time. I get this answer. This is the one thing he said that makes sense. He's not going to quit. This is an evil oligarch fuck.
Right.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's not resigning.
And what consequences have there been? Very few for most of these people.
Right. I mean, you know, there are some people from Trumpistan that have showed up in jail.
Not after he got Billy Barr.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. That's the only point.
Bannon, one could argue.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. But did they seem broken up over Bannon getting arrested?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
He worked for me for like a month.
Which is strange to me because, like, I would be concerned that, I don't know, Bannon would roll on me and talk and say things to, I don't know, fuck my shit up if I was drunk. I don't know.
The other major drama going on.
Yes.
Was that, was it yesterday that, or the day before, one day over the weekend, I believe.
Right.
Claudia Conway, the 15-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Of the Conways.
Yes.
The famous Conways.
Right.
Kellyanne and George.
Yes.
The fucked up pair.
Yeah.
Said that, I'm trying to find her actual tweets. She was off Twitter for a while.
Yes. It's so weird that a senior advisor to the president has to be like, I'm going to go off Twitter for a while.
So here she says, this is Claudia.
Oh, okay.
This is before George's reaction. Claudia tweeted, I've been using social media as an outlet to express my passions, individuality, and to shed light on some hardships. I've been vulnerable for a reason. Thank you for supporting me, heart emoji.
Okay.
Next tweet. I'm officially pushing for emancipation.
Oh, shit.
Buckle up, because this is probably going to be public one way or another, unfortunately. Welcome to my life. Next tweet. I'm fixing her spelling error.
Okay.
Devastated that my mother is actually speaking at the RNC, like, all caps, devastated.
Devastated spelled incorrectly with
an I? No, the first time was spelled incorrectly. She forgot a little bit. Devasted.
Devasted, same. Same girl.
And then the second one is devastated. She got right. Beyond compare.
Shit.
She's devastated that Kellyanne is slated to speak in between probably a couple of Trumps.
She's devastated.
So she's not happy about
to
that.
To a point that can't be compared with anything, any other point.
So that was the big story for a while, was that Claudia Conway was looking, going to be seeking emancipation.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yes.
I kind of followed George Conway.
On social media?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Okay.
To see what he has to say. You know, I see his tweets a lot because he's also one of the founding members of the Lincoln Project.
He's a Tony. He's a Republican atoning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so last night, or yesterday afternoon, he tweeted, "I may," in quotes, "be taking a Twitter hiatus soon."
Damn.
"If I do, I'd like to leave you all with a few thoughts." And then he had just tweet after tweet. Here's the first one. "Donald Trump is a narcissistic sociopath, unfit for any position of public or even private trust." And it's a story from The Atlantic. It says unfit for office. Then he tweeted, "He's a cancer on the presidency." And that's from The Washington Post.
Okay.
That he wrote, "Trump is a cancer on the presidency." It's,
right.
It's his own writing.
Yeah, that's negative against Trump.
Next tweet. "He should have been removed from office for criminally obstructing the very system of justice he swore to uphold."
Yeah.
And then it's about the Mueller report, a story. Yes. Next tweet. "He should have been removed from office twice over for using the power of his office for personal gain in acts that were also crimes." And this is from the Washington Post. "Trump has done plenty to warrant impeachment."
Yeah. I mean, he asked, he had our UN ambassador, the ambassador to the UK, try to get a golf tournament to one of his private clubs. Who fucking cares?
Each one of these tweets is backed up with a news story. He's thoroughly corrupted his office as well as owners around him. Okay. Next tweet. "He's a criminal. This is merely one further illustration. There are others in this thread, and more will no doubt come to light in the future." And it's Trump's claim that he didn't violate campaign finance law is weak and dangerous. So
that he didn't.
Right. He's a racist.
Yes. Okay.
And this is an opinion piece George Conway wrote himself, says Trump is a racist president.
Breaking.
Over at the Washington Post.
Right.
He said Republicans believed Juanita Broderick, the new rape allegation against Trump, is more credible.
Oh, shit. Credible.
Yes.
Okay. Jeez, that would be a reason to vote against him, wouldn't it? A credible rape that was allegation.
That was E. Jean Carroll, the woman who said that he
followed her into the dressing room.
Yes.
At a department store.
Some fancy department store. Yeah. He's incapable of accepting responsibility for his actions. Because he's a narcissistic sociopath, see above.
Yes.
He's been derelict in his duties, causing countless Americans to die needlessly. He has no idea how to be president because, as the consummate narcissist, he treats the job as being for his personal good, not yours. And he couldn't care less about the country. He thinks he's above the law and that the presidency protects him from his crimes because he's all that matters to himself.
Right.
As a sociopath or psychopath, he lacks any human conscience, and as a consequence, has done the nation great harm.
He's like a fat, shitty Dexter.
He deserves not only to be defeated, but held in infamy and contempt for eternity.
Oh, fuck. I didn't mean to compare Trump to Dexter. I'd like to apologize to Dexter.
The next tweet says, "And he will."
Yes.
And the last tweet, "If you vote."
Damn. Why does George Conway think he's done atoning for being a Republican?
Well, he's taking some time off, as the other story now goes with it.
Yes.
Kellyanne Conway, senior advisor to Trump, one of the longest serving aides, has announced that she is leaving the White House at the end of the month.
Yay.
Her title is counselor to the president.
Right.
She was his third campaign manager in 2016, the first woman to successfully manage a presidential bid to victory.
Oh, shit.
She joined the White House at the start of Trump's term and has been one of his most visible and vocal defenders. This is very kind.
Right, right.
She called her time in the Trump administration heady and humbling. She said she and George are making the decision based on what they think is best for their four children. She wrote, "We disagree about plenty."
Wait, four children?
Yeah.
Okay.
"We disagree about plenty, but we are united on what matters most, the kids. Our four children are teens and tweens, starting a new academic year in the middle school and high school that will be conducted remotely from home for at least a few months."
Lucky for them.
"As millions of parents nationwide know, kids doing school from home requires a level of attention and vigilance that is unusual at these times. This is completely my choice and my voice. In time, I will announce future plans. For now and for my beloved children, it will be less drama, more mama."
Who cares?
Those kids don't want you there.
Yeah!
This is going to blow up.
Well, what do we know? She tweeted out, what's her name? The daughter that...
Claudia.
Claudia said she's emancipating herself. That means she doesn't want to be around you. And Kellyanne, I could give up. No offense. And no offense to George either. I don't give a shit about your fucking kids. Whatever helps get Trump out of office. Go back to work at the Lincoln Project. Quit the White House. Whatever. Your white, rich, fucking privileged fucking kids are going to be fine. I'm worried about the kids in the goddamn cages. They're not fine. Go fuck yourself. God.
TMZ is reporting not that long ago at Toll that despite George backing away from Project Lincoln, he also tweeted, "So I'm withdrawing from Project Lincoln to devote more time to family matters. I'll be taking a Twitter hiatus." Oh. Needless to say, I continue to support the Lincoln Project and its mission passionately.
You shouldn't quit.
Claudia hasn't changed her mind.
Isn't he like... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
She went back to TikTok.
Yes.
Her original platform choice.
Yes.
15-year-old Claudia Conway went back to her favorite platform, TikTok, to bemoan her family situation and is pleading with her fans to hook her up with a lawyer so she can free herself from her family.
Listen, Claudia, go work for the Lincoln Project. Your dad shouldn't have quit. He shouldn't quit because he says he supports their mission. The mission is not over. Trump is still still president. So you go do your shit. Your kids don't like you.
She says the strife in her family is out of control, adding it's so bad she's numb to crying.
Okay. I'm sorry. That sucks.
TMZ says you think she would side with her dad because they both hate Trump, but she says her dad doesn't care about her and has even been abusive to her. Uh-oh. Although she offered no evidence.
Right.
She also says her mom got her arrested.
Oh, shit. Do tell. Do fucking tell.
She says she pays for everything, phone bills, hair, etc. And just landed a new job to pay for things. We don't know what that means. But...
Yes, because of your connections and all your privilege, and that's fine. You know.
So Claudia says... She still wants emancipation. She's done.
You know, it's amazing to me that Kellyanne Conway is appealing to the country for us to give. I mean, are we supposed to give a shit about her kids? We're supposed to care about her fucking kids? And her kids don't have to go to school to face the coronavirus because she's rich enough that she can stay home and help her kids do Zoom or what the fuck ever. How nice for you. How nice for her and for her fucking white privileged ass, rich fucking family. And I'm sorry, George Conway, I mean, if the situation is as dire as you spelled out in Twitter, then shame on you for quitting your project before you're finished. Shame on you.
I'm probably still on this earth because of all of you, like, and I'm really grateful for that. And I'm really trying to manage my situation, but I love you guys so much. And I just want to say thank you for supporting me. If anybody has lawyers or anything, you can email me. I'm going to be, you know, taking emails on my email. It's cmconway5@gmail.com. That's C-M, as in movie, Conway5@gmail.com. And if you have any information on pro bono lawyers in the New Jersey or D.C. areas, I'd really, really appreciate it. Because this is really getting out of control and I have to get out of the situation I'm in. And it sucks that I'm kind of being used as a publicity stunt and a PR stunt. It actually sucks. That's life. And I don't even know what to say right now. I'm just kind of just in shock. I'm kind of just like, and I can't even cry anymore because I'm so numb, like, to crying. Like, I just can't. But please don't believe anything that you see. Especially, like, my parents saying that they're doing it for the family. They're not. Like, they're not at all. I'm literally giving you the tea. I'm giving you all the realness.
The tea?
I'm the truth.
The tea. Is that what people say?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you the tea.
You don't have a lot of time, man.
She doesn't have a lot. She took some pauses in there. Like, that. I can still hear that vocal fry.
Yeah.
You know, lawyers, please charge her something. Don't do this pro bono.
I'm giving you all the realness. They didn't say anything about this. They literally just tweeted about it.
Oh, well, that's pretty shitty. If they didn't talk to the kids first about it and then just started tweeting about it, that's, I mean, we're shocked that the Conways are fucked up, right?
You know what?
How shocking.
This person, you should, what's her, I keep forgetting her name.
Claudia.
Go to law school, get your rich ass white fucking privileged fucking parents to buy your, to say you're on the crew team, pay off somebody to take your SATs or what the fuck ever. Go to law school. And then turn into some agent that will gouge people for money or some shit.
Tweeted
like
about
that.
It. My dad doesn't care about me. He's never cared about me. He probably doesn't even know my middle name.
Wow.
Oh shit. Oh
here's the
shit.
Story of a lovely lady.
Damn. Hey, Claudia, make your dad go back to work. Tell your dad what you said. Here's what you do. Tell your dad that if he doesn't go back to the Lincoln Project and get Trump defeated in November, that this evidence, maybe you have evidence of this abuse, tell him you'll release that unless he does that, and then he will do that. That's what I would do if I were you.
Which is really sad, but it's true. You know, he never really cared about me my whole life. He always belittled me when I was younger. My dad physically abused me a lot, right here in this very room. And my mom, the same thing with my mom, you know.
I mean, same thing with my mom?
Well, she means like spanked, beaten, not sexually abused.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's all like, welcome to the RNC, by the way. When is Nazi Barbie speaking, by the way?
I think Claudia's speaking tonight.
Is she really? I don't know. I mean,
I wonder if Kellyanne is still speaking. I'll bet she is.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
And my mom, the same thing with my mom. You know, my mom got me arrested. You know, she's very, very physically abusive. Very, very verbally abusive. I've been belittled and badgered my entire life. And I just said this to them, you know, you guys putting on this whole show, you know, they want attention. So, you know, them putting on this whole show of them leaving, I guess, isn't really going to be effective. You know, I think they're just scared that I'm going to emancipate myself, which I am. I'm going to try.
God damn. Why emancipate yourself? Don't do it like that. You know what you should do? Blackmail your evil fucking parents. You tell them that I want to, you put no tape. Just tell them what you want. Break out that will. Break out a trust fund. I want your shit. You got four kids you got to divide that up between. Say you want more than the other kids or X, Y, and Z will be released. You're dealing with Kellyanne Conway. Emancipation?
Yeah, and make sure any future book deal.
Yeah, get
proceeds.
A piece of that.
Yeah,
you got evil Republican parents. Go get them.
If Kellyanne doesn't end up in jail.
Yeah, see, if I'm a lawyer, I would rather that. I don't want to emancipate you. I don't want to fill out paperwork. Go fuck that. Go after your parents.
So that's the another amazing story. I mean, we got Jerry Falwell.
Fucking story.
We got it's like all unraveling. All the right wing dickbags are slowly but surely. It's like karma is coming back a little bit.
Why did the
keep going? Yeah. Get Trump.
What's up with Claudia and the Trump kids? Like sometimes it sounds like they can barely string three sentences together. You know?
Well, she's 15.
Yeah, and you know she look at all this. She's, I mean, this is a, like she's waging a social media campaign against her parents and caused Trump's senior advisor to quit right before the RNC. I mean, I don't underestimate this person. And that's some crazy shit.
We've got a... I wonder if this is true. A former friend and aide to First Lady Melania Trump reportedly has damning audio recordings of the First Lady trashing both President Donald Trump and his adult children.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I put that up on Facebook.com/crabdiving. I mean, I think it's true.
I hate that Eric. He's so stupid.
Is that what she said?
Oh, I don't know.
Eric Trump's like, I'm going to get emancipated.
Reporter Yasher Ali, according to Yasher Ali, former Melania right-hand woman Stephanie Winston Walkoff secretly recorded the First Lady making disparaging remarks about the president and his family. She'll detail more. Oh, about the... she's the one that's written that book that's coming out.
Oh, shit.
The Melania book.
Melanoma.
Oh, she's got tapes.
Melania.
Fuck yeah.
Didn't he call her Melanie? Trump call her Melanie?
It's unclear. Ali reports, it's unclear what exactly Walkoff is alleging that the First Lady said about the president and his adult children. But two sources familiar with the contents of the book confirm that she reveals the details in the book, including harsh comments about Ivanka, the president's eldest daughter and senior advisor.
Ivanka. Well, don't say anything bad about Ivanka. What's bad about Ivanka?
It's also unclear if Wolkoff reveals in the book that she was taping her conversations with the First Lady, but I'm told by sources that the comments published in the book are based on audio tapes.
Yeah. Who cares if she had knowledge or not? Let's just hear what she said.
Go pre-order that shit on Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right, Pat.
Melania and Me, The Rise and Fall of My Friendship with the First Lady.
She is disgruntled employee. I don't like her anymore. She's lying.
Donald, you're right. I should have put her in a container.
She's...
I should have had her vacuum sealed and shipped to Yugoslavia.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
And I did see like a couple of tweets over the weekend about
really good news.
People are like, you think, you know, everyone's like biting their nails. Not everyone, but people are biting their nails. Like what's going to be the October surprise that Trump's going to come up with? It's probably going to be Billy Barr.
Yes.
Announcing some, I don't know, some investigation to Ukraine or something like that.
Into Obama.
No, he would. I don't think he would ever. He said himself,
right?
He doesn't believe it would get to that level. It wouldn't get to that.
I was talking about the birther thing. Are they going to try to prove that Obama's from Kenya? Again,
but I think he,
Kenya.
You know, I guess we have to see what happens.
Yeah. Who knows what that guy's going to do?
Right. But, I saw a couple of people who were like, one was from Lincoln Project who was like, don't worry. If you think he's got October surprises.
Yeah.
Just wait.
What does that mean?
They've got.
Who's they?
Amazing. Lincoln Project all the anti-Trump people.
Yeah, that makes me feel good.
And you're like, you think Trump has we've had October surprises once a month.
Yeah.
Remember Devin Nunes' report was going to blow everything up and all the Democrats are going to be arrested. Then this other guy's report, IG, that one IG report was going to blow everything up and it landed with a big wet fart. Yeah, all these things.
What happened to Devin's cow?
thrown out, last I heard. I mean, I think he might appeal.
Okay.
But I think most of those lawsuits are being thrown out. And in fact, like eliciting anger from judges for having even been brought up.
Why am I doing this?
Yes. Why are you suing a parody Twitter account of a cow?
Right. Why are you insane?
And then he had some other lawsuits against, like, the Sacramento Bee. I saw he, I'm pretty sure that one got tossed, where he was suing them for an investigation they did because he was claiming to be a cattle farmer. This is the whole cow thing.
Right.
And a dairy farmer. And he just wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't.
They didn't have any cows.
Well, what about Devin's cow, that one cow?
And they reported that. And he was all angry pants. How dare they report that he doesn't have cows? And
you
he was,
said you were a farmer and you're not right. A farmer, man. It's kind of weird.
So, you know, a judge is like, wait, you didn't have cows.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, right. And it's all it is it's these trap lawsuits where they're trying to like Trump has done his whole career, where they just out-litigate you. He's got so much money set aside that they're just going to keep kicking the can down the road with appeals and motions and appeals and motions and appeals until they bankrupt you. You can't. How can a Trump owes you $50,000 for some pianos? That one example.
Right.
Trump said, I'm not paying.
Yeah.
And trying to sue Trump for the $50,000 pianos would be a waste of time.
They're
because
gonna litigate they're going to litigate you to death,
right? Right, for years. And you're going to spend $500,000 in lawyer fees and court fees trying to get back your 50
grand. Why is that? Why don't we have laws against that? Like, why is it?
Because Republicans are in charge in a lot of places.
Like, say you want to sue a hospital for malpractice or something. It's impossible to sue the hospital because they're going to litigate you to death.
What is... We've heard from his, what we think are lips,
yes.
Mitch McConnell.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
That from his mouth orifice.
Yes. God, what's this dog want? I don't have any food over here.
We've heard from his lips that his priority in any COVID relief bill is protection for businesses from lawsuits.
Right, right. Why?
Because that's his priority, because they're Republicans.
No, they're not Republicans. They're the people. They're supposed to be the people. The Senate and the House represent the people.
No,
so why do we get laws
don't.
Like that?
They
that,
represent see, their people.
Sucks. Yeah.
And they represent themselves.
She didn't get her ice cream for the show. That's why. She did or she didn't?
No, she got a Chewy after the Kong toy.
Man, that sucks.
She's not. She didn't walk fucking today.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's why she's crazy.
Yeah. Let's see.
You get your ice cream later, right?
Well, maybe. Maybe. Show tomorrow. Dogs. I don't know if I'm...
Here is...
What is this? We're like... 20 minutes away from the end of the show.
Yeah, calm down, buddy.
You're supposed to be sleeping.
Right.
Here's one that'll make you want to sharpen the pitchforks.
Yes.
And light the torches.
Viva la resistance.
Alaska.
Yes.
Lovely Alaska.
Yay.
Largest rural airline there.
Right.
Has filed a motion in bankruptcy court.
Hello.
Requesting approval to issue as much as $250,000,
right?
To their employees, current and former employees, as they're selling off their assets.
Yeah, shit.
Raven Air, R-A-V-N Air,
Raven.
Justified the. Oh, these are bonuses to their former executives.
Oh, they get these executives get this golden parachute.
$55 million worth of bonuses.
Wow.
And they're declaring bankruptcy.
Wait, but divided up amongst how many people, though?
The company's current CEO, Dave Fliger.
Fliger.
Is among those listed to get a bonus. The guy leading the airline into bankruptcy.
Wow, that's strange, right? That is that a conflict of interest, right? Is it? I mean, it's an incentive. We've incentivized this, though.
If approved, the bonuses would come even as the executives have faced questions as to why some of the airline's larger aircraft were sold to a California-based company at a lower price than was being offered by competitors.
Do you remember that Saturday Night Live character that you used to do? And the visual is, I'm putting my hands against my face like Macaulay Culkin in that, what's that movie?
Home Alone. You know,
Macaulay Culkin.
Home Alone.
Right, right. Yeah, an adult porn star. Yeah, Home Alone. What happened? But it's not like Home Alone, but it's a Saturday Night Live skit. What happened? Do you remember that guy?
Vaguely.
Oh, God. But that's what we need here. What happened? What happened?
They've laid off, Raven Air has laid off more than 1,000 employees so far as part of their bankruptcy process, and has awarded the CEO already more than $1.4 million in salary.
Already?
And other payments.
Oh my God. What happened? That's insane.
It's okay. You're out of a job.
Right, right.
And your pension's gone. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you'll be happy to know that the CEO got 1.4 mil and is about to get some more.
You know, because some of these people would be like, God, I would have worked for a different company and would have liked to have paid into a different pension plan that just wouldn't have disappeared.
I don't get it. How many stories do we have of these? Who is it? Fucking Meg Whitman. One of them ran HP into the ground. And now she's CEO of something else. They run something into the ground. They get a golden parachute. So yes. They get millions of dollars yes. as they're fired.
Right.
And then you read that 3 months later, some other company hired them as CEO. What? Wait a second.
You know, it's
this person failed.
I mean, you know, to me, this story kind of
private little club.
Yeah. Well, doesn't it speak to policing, like how white collar crimes just aren't looked into?
Oh, sure. Right. Right.
I mean, because, you know, we have think about all these neighborhoods that are just over policed. You have cops everywhere just tossing people's cars, bullshit drug charges and shit like this. Why don't the police look into this? I mean, are there laws being broken here? I mean, surely if a guy's going to lose his pension, but the CEO, you know, gets his massive golden parachute, shouldn't the cops be looking into that? Or
it's all legal, man.
Like this. That's legal?
They vote that shit in.
How is it? Yeah. So they just fucked up. People's pensions are just gone.
Golden parachutes for the execs
and that's
are
legal.
In their contract.
That is.
And the courts always side with them. Oh, well, yeah, you know, it's in the contract. You got to pay the execs first before you pay the creditors, before you pay little mom and pop stores that whose livelihoods are owed tens of thousands
laws?
Of dollars.
Are there no bankruptcy laws that say
if Elizabeth Warren is made Treasury Secretary or Commerce Secretary or something important? Hopefully that shit's going to start changing and they can resurrect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, although the court did just stick a shiv in it. But it has to do with the leadership, not with
The thing with
but it still exists.
Yeah. The thing with Elizabeth Warren is that I feel is like she's an amazing politician. And OK, so we're not going to get her as president. That sucks to me. That really fucking sucks. But if she's made head of something, then that's the thing she has to be in charge of. But if she's a senator, then she can do whatever the fuck she wants. So if she identifies something that is going horribly wrong, like the coronavirus, relief and shit like that, she could be in charge of that, right?
But you're thinking like it's the current administration. There will be someone else who's smart with the coronavirus in charge of that section. They won't need to pull Elizabeth Warren off of finance and put her on COVID, even though she would be amazing at it, I'm sure, because she would get the people who know the shit in there.
This news, the insane Trump news cycle is conditioning us to be lunatics.
Why hasn't he been trotting Ben Carson out there? If his position on, and he's done so great on COVID, why doesn't he throw Ben Carson out there and make Ben Carson talk about medical stuff?
At least he's a fucking doctor. At least he's a fucking doctor. But, you know, I don't know. Do you know what it's like working with Ben Carson?
I know.
I mean, he's low energy. I mean, if you need Ben Carson to be somewhere, you probably have to tell him like a half hour in advance. He's so slow. You know, he's sleepy. Low energy. And he doesn't know anything. Like, have you ever seen Ben Carson? I mean, because that's the problem with the coronavirus. We don't have anybody speaking with any kind of authority about anything on a federal level. And I don't know Ben Carson is like not that, too. I don't know. You're right. They should. He's a doctor, though. It can't be any worse.
Yeah, tonight starts the RNC. Can't wait. We'll have clips, I'm sure.
Is he speaking?
No, I thought the only brown face we saw was what's his name in South Carolina, the senator there.
Oh, Timothy Scott.
Tim Scott, yeah. Let's see. Apologies for your ear holes, everybody.
Yay.
Also, during the questioning of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Well, you'll recognize these mellifluous tones.
Okay.
We all know what this is about. This is about these guys wanting chaos and confusion because they...
So this is Jim Jordan. Very, very upset. Lots of yelling, even though he likes this guy. Lots of yelling, lots of confusion, lots of word salad coming out. He's got his glasses on. He's got his sleeves rolled up. No tie, you know, because I'm hard at work here. I'm hard at work here for everybody. Oh, it's DeJoy. He's on camera.
I hate Jim Jordan.
But here is Jim Jordan. Basically, this tweet is a Amy Vanderpool. I don't know if she's
Vanderpool.
Who is Amy Vanderpool? Is she?
I know her not.
Writer, lawyer, analyst, contributor.
Right.
All around
person that reads and knows things. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
She said, "Jim Jordan just told us what's coming."
Right.
We all know what this is about. This is about these guys wanting chaos and confusion because I think they know this. I think they know on election night, President Trump's going to win. They know on election day, the vote count on election day, President Trump's going to win. And they want to keep counting 6 weeks, 4 weeks, Iowa caucus, whenever that, I don't know when they decided that one. I still don't know if they've declared a winner. I don't know if it was Bernie or Biden or whoever was running then. That's what they want. And they're willing to go after a guy like you who has served our country, served his community, helps kids with their education, amazing record in business. They're willing to go after you, and you've been on the job 70 days, and everything you've testified is nothing new that's been done by, same thing's been done by other postmaster generals, and yet they're coming after you because that's how much they want to get this president. It's disgusting, and we all know what's going on.
So,
yes.
Basically, Amy Vanderpool says Trump's going to declare victory on election night.
Yeah.
And then as mail-in votes keep coming in certain places, they do count them until they're counted.
Right.
In other places, there's a cutoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
To count. So the thing is they're
going to stop
if they've received them by the deadline, they have to be counted. Even if it takes forever, they have to count them. So Trump is going to say, no, 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 you must stop counting. I won. No more counting, which is kind of what the Supreme Court did in 2000, just BT dubs. They told Florida, stop counting.
But the thing with explain to me, you know, this is what I never understood about that election that you speak of, that travesty. Al Gore came out and said, basically, for the good of the country, we have to, I'm going to resign. I'm going to concede or whatever.
Right. I'm going to be at the masseuse for a few days.
But we're not going to do that, right? This, because I don't understand that. I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand that. How's that for the good of the country? For the good of the country, we're not going to get an accurate count, and then we're going to declare somebody a winner.
Well, I don't know what he could have done. He lost in the biggest court in the land. What's he going to do? Raise a militia?
Well,
Washington?
The stakes are so high.
Have you seen Al Gore?
Yeah, I know. I know. Not without his title. Sorry. It's like, you know, the stakes are so high. And why is this guy, why in this country do we have a system where a dude that when he was a wrestling coach and someone told them that the team doctor was jacking off in the shower in front of everybody, and he kind of laughed it off, ignored it, and now he's in a position of power in our government. What in the fuck is wrong with us? I mean, I'm listening to this guy yell Jim Jordan. That's all I can think of. I'm like, listen, the bare minimum if you're a coach is you want to create an environment where your kids can succeed. Just like tell guy to stop feeling up my players.
It's
God.
A lot of people tweeting
Jim Bag.
The map of Jim Jordan's district in Ohio. It is batshit. It's crazy what it looks like.
Oh, the gerrymandering?
The gerrymandering to get Jim Jordan's district. It looks like Elmo blew a load.
Oh, not Elmo, but that coach. The team doctor blew a load.
I meant because it's red.
Oh, because it's red. Elmo comes wet.
It's a red district.
I didn't.
So.
Jeez.
I think it's about time to go.
Oh, damn.
Just about.
Shit.
The, what is Elmo this story at the right? Times? The evangelical, the pool boy, the comedian, and Michael Cohen. Oh, I'm going to have to read that now.
Oh, shit. God. The comedian, that must be the TikTok thing and like all the things coming together against Trump. Brother.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to read it. Over it. That's just the headline. That
don't
just
read
popped
it.
Over at the, we'll let you know tomorrow. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. Strap in, everybody, because it's gonna get crazier.
That last story was scary.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available on and at your favorite podcast application, your favorite podcast app, and at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet. Go to radarcomedy.com. Go to his Instagram. His Radar Comedy, his Facebook is Radar Comedy, or his Twitter at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed
just stop
evening,
sucking
everyone.
George Soros' ding-a-ling. His blood will fill buckets politically. Not most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.